I remember the day, David, that George Michael went to the then president and general manager, Jim DeCaro, and said he was leaving, going to New York to pursue a sports career. Well, this put management in a bit of a tizzy, to say the least, because who was going to replace the king? Joe, welcome aboard, and my best to your family up there in Scranton.
I certainly will, and a meatball to you too, Stoney. My mother still cooks the best sauce in the world.
You know, David, Joe worked here for about a year and a half, and then traveled through the U.S. and even Canada, believe it or not. Now, he owns two Pennsylvania radio stations, but still gets into town a lot. Right, Joe?
It was certainly a great move to change WFIL from what it was doing to oldies, because it recaptures some of the excitement and great songs you can't get anywhere on a station where you probably heard them most.
Tell you what, Joe, later this morning, we will talk about, dare I say, the Banana-a-mobile. David, to say that Banana Joe Montione was a strange character really does not do him justice. I mean, how often do you find the girl of your dreams in a gorilla suit? Believe it or not, he married the girl who was part of the Banana Mobile promotion in the mid-70s here at WFIL. They're divorced now, but he still keeps in touch. Hey, wait a minute, Joe. I remember the day some students at Villanova pulled a pledge prank on you.
I gotta tell you, the one thing from L.A. to Canada to Florida to anywhere I'm at, everyone remembers, is the night they stole my banana off the Banana Mobile. And obviously we got it back because goodness knows I have to have a banana to keep going, right? But I have to say, that was an interesting memory to keep in mind, too.
Anyway, Joe, I know your lifelong dream at the time was to replace George Michael here on WFIL, and you did it. Now you're the owner of two Pennsylvania radio stations, and I know, David, that you join me in wishing Banana Joe the very best.